Holding on Yudzayin and Beis in the last narrow line of the Gemara. So we have a statement on Yudzayin and Aleph by Rabbi Elozer in the name of Rabbi Oshio that Tzeres has Tashlumen of 7 days. And the Gemara is now going to bring Toshma to see if that's correct or not. Toshma Mishal Lichog Shiva Simeach Pesach. A person has not brought his chagiga somewhere over the 7 days of Pesach or the 8 days of Sukkot. Yom Tov Harishon Shalat Seres. Now the Gemara takes out the word Harishon. Yom Tov Shalat Seres. Shuvah Enu Chagig. If he hasn't done it in these times, it's too late. If he has 7 days in Pesach, 8 days in Sukkot, and he has Yom Tov Shalat Seres, the Yom Tov of Seres. Now, my love, Yom Tov Shalat Seres, what does it mean, Yom Tov Shalat Seres? My love, doesn't it mean Yom Tov Shalat Seres? It means the Yom Tov Shalat Seres. It means the Yom Tov Shalat Seres. Okay, so it means there's no Tashlum. Versus Loi, it means Yom Tov. It means it's still singular, Yom Tov. Of Atzeres, it means the Yom which was designated to bring the Kabbalahs for Atzeres, which is the Yom Tov, so it does have to shlom it. The verse says, okay, Yahakivish minod chad Yom, there is 1 day of Tavuach. There's one day of Tashlomit, or 1 day of Shechting, means each Yantar gets its day, its amount. So Pesach gets 7, Shavuos gets 8, and Shavuos gets 1. Now the 1 is not on, it will be the 1 day of Tashlumen. Versus Ema Yemei Tavuach. So we'll say that what the Braisa meant to say was, this is the Yom Tov of Atzeres. I meant all the days of which you can bring the Korbanos.
Yeah, I guess that Rishon is really problematic.
Right, so that's why I think the Goyen took it out, because it'd be very hard to redo the Braisa, so as the more does it with that word there. Okay, Toshma brings another Braisa. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Bar Shmuel quoted the Braisa. Braisa says the following. Amr Torah, Mane Yomim, V'Kadesh Chodesh. You count the days, and after a certain amount of days, you have 1 day Kodesh, which is Rish Chodesh. So, since you're counting days, the Kedusha is in days, in a day. Mane Yomim, you count days, V'Kadesh Atzeres, and you make Atzeres Kodesh. Now, the Gemara says, what does it mean that you're Kadesh Kodesh? It doesn't mean that it's holy, because it's not really holy, it's not Asa B'Malacha, it means bring Karbanos. So the Kadesh Kodesh means regards to bringing Karbanos. So who are then Kadesh Atzeres means brings the Karbanos. You get 1 day to bring the Karbanos.
I understand, what's this Manayam before the Kodesh?
You count the 29 days. There was it's a cheshbon of days, which is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with days, so the kedusha is expressed in days. So, ma'chodesh l'menuyah, just like the chodesh, the day, the amount of kedusha is according to the type of counter that we use a counter of days. Avatzeres limnu yeho. So my love, what does it mean to say kamer mecherish mecherish yemechad avatzeres yemechad? It means it's only 1 day. It's just like the chodesh is only 1 day. So not only is it counted in days, but the result is 1 day. So Tzeres also is the result is only one day. In the same way by Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about bringing the Korban Musaf. That's what makes it Rosh Chodesh. So we're also talking about bringing the Korbanos, and that's it.
You also get weeks.
Some are Rav. So Rav says, with Tisbara, do you think that this pshat, this price, the way you said it, is correct? Also, Tzeres, Yomi Maninan, Shvuyi Loi Maninan. Do we count days and not weeks? Vom Rabaya, Mitzvah Limim the Yomi. There's a mitzvah to count days. They see, but tisper uchamishim yom. Um, mitzvah the mimni shavuot. They see, but shiva shavuot is tisper loch. You should count 7 weeks. There's a mitzvah to count days, and it shouldn't count weeks. Va'oid, another pasuk chag shavuot, ksiv. It's a chag of weeks. So obviously, we're calculating getting there by weeks. So, So therefore, we're going to understand that there is a mitzvah l'mim l'yomi, and l'mluya of the day of the kedusha will be one day. There's also a mitzvah to count shavua, and the days of bringing the korbanos would be that shavua, you know, would correspond to the a week. See Rashi. Malei yomim, second year of light. Shloshim Yom, Mekadosh Chodesh, L'Musafet. You bring a Mekadosh Chodesh, and it's the day that you bring a Korbanos. Bnei Yomim, Chamishim Yom. You count 50 days. Mekadosh Atzeres, and you make that day Atzeres be Korbanos of its days.
With its Korbanos.
Ma Chodesh Kedushas Be'Echad Miminuyev. Its Kedusha is one of the units that you use to count it. Its kedusha is one of the units used to get to it, which is days. So Rabbi says, "Amar Abaya b'mishetas manachus, mitzvah l'mim neyomi, u'mitzvah l'mim neishvuy." There's a mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah to count weeks. So the Mor says it means that there are two elements in it. The yomim tells you that the actual yomtiv itself, the weeks tells you. It's a shluvit element which is there. This brings an interesting question. By Yovel, it says you count 7 Shemitah cycles and you have Yovel. So according to this thought process, you should have, it should be 7 years long. So he says that you see that the Shavuos aren't a unit which we use. Even if we use it for counting, it's not a unit which we create Kedusha corresponding to it. So the Tosfos answers that that's what the Mor brought. It's a yomtiv of weeks. So there's the Mor, he's understanding the Mor's drasha, the Chag Shavuos means that there's an element of weeks in the Yom Tov itself.
What is
this? Mitzvah Mimni. So the Mor is bringing from Chag Shavuos the idea that there's an element of, whereas, you know, that, but you never have that language. Over here, the Pasuk is stressing that the Chag itself is a Chag of weeks, which means there's an element of a week in the Kedush. Okay, now the Mor is going to go back to give another source how we know that there is a din of tashlumin. The Mor says Chag Shavuos Ksiv. Chag Shavuos Ksiv, yeah, fine. The Bei Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov Tana, from his yeshiva, we got the following braisa. It means, Pasha means from the Rebbe, from Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Amar Kro Ukrosem. That's in Parshas Emor. The mitzvah to create the yomtiv. And the next one says Ubekutzrichem, and as you cut your as you cut your wheat. So Ezel Chalak Chata Kare, what yomtiv do you can you apply the words? Shata Kare, you both are Kare. It is a yomtiv. And you also do ksira on that yomtiv. Have you armor zechag atzeres? That's a tzeres because there is. When is that? It's Amos. Ilam be yomtiv. Ksira be yomtiv. Mishori. There's no ksira on yomtiv. So what are you saying? This is a yomtiv which has in it both the kriya, which means the kedusha sayyad, and also ksira. Elalav, it means latashnumen. So the days of Tashuman of Atzeres have an element of Kedushas Atzeres in it. You bring the Kabbanis then. And they're also Mutter Betuduk Tzira. So you have a Yomtiv with Shaykh Kriya and Kitzira together.
Are there... What are the other halachos that you have during Tashluman? In other words, if the day is invested with Kedusha, you'd expect there to be... something else.
Well, there's an issue. It has to be in Tainas. There isn't, you know, the day a person brings his karbanas, he's not supposed to be do malacha. I'm not sure, you know, that, I don't know what, and that's at the Raisa level, I don't know, but because the muscle that the reason why there's a minute not to do malacha in Erev Pesach, we limit our malachas with Erev Pesach, is because of the fact that it's a Yom Havas Korban. It's a Totosis at the beginning of Malacha Shinogu. You bring it. that's what I'm remembering it from. He might actually bring a different Gemara which says that you're not supposed to malacha that you bring karma. I don't remember what he brings. It might be Yerushalmi, maybe it says it. It says it's Yerushalmi that says that. We don't do malacha that you have a habos karma.
That would be for the individual, though, in this case.
Well, since all, right. Well, over there, Tosha says since all Klai still brought karma, then it became.
Right. But,
over here, you know. Tosha over here touches on it a little bit. He brings to Yerushalmi that Hebelon also has with tainus and molasses malacha by bayyam klar mabal pisha tara tir malacha l'tashnumen l'mosim hebed rak l'tzara chachilos im kalisos k'vashim sinos also l'molasses malacha bayyam hekrivu es karbon. So that's what the so you're allowed to do work only for what's necessary for you to eat. I don't know where we're sure what level that's on.
That's an any time you bring a carbon.
Right, but since over here it's because of the Yom Tov of Atzeres, so we'd say that the Kedushas Atzeres is being expressed in that. Because the Yom Tov is what was Mechayev of the carbon. So more says, so we have of Avagav Ditmar through Belozaber Omer Vashia, it's a Tubliazer Ben Yaakov. Even though we already have the Drusha, which he said before, and I'm an olive, of the Hekish between Chag HaShavuos and Chag HaPesach, to tell me that the Teshuvah is 7 days, and here Tubliazer Ben Yaakov's Drusha of Krasim Ubekutzach. Why? Dimir Tubliazer. Those days are days of Chol HaMoed which have an Isser on it. So the Hekesh should tell me, after Shumi Atzeres Nami, Oser B'Siyas Malacha. We should generate an Isser for all the 7 days of B'Siyas Malacha. Kamash Malon, the Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, that it's a day of Kriya, it's also a day of Kitzira. So you're allowed to do malacha then. So Tosis raises a question. According to. So we're talking about Chol HaMoed. So here we're saying that it's a day where you're allowed to do Kitzira together with the Yom Kedusha. But we only said it's only that which that ksira is only that which you need for the purpose of eating, because if it's not the purpose of eating, you shouldn't do malacha then either. and Chol HaMoed, on the Raisa level, Tosfos Shita is, if I needed to be able to eat, I would be able to, I would allow to do Ksira. So, what's the difference in, we're saying, over there, I would say there's a din of Chol HaMoed, and I would have Kedusha, that Kedusha. Mashallah, he doesn't have that Kedusha. What's the difference at the end of the day? So that's Tosfos' problem over here. So it says the Mora's point is the day 7 of the Tashlumen is a full Isser Kedusha, Isser Malacha, that you have no corresponding element like that by Shuas. But if I would only go with the Hekish, I would have learned out that there would be such a din that day 7 would have a full Isser. Fine. So Mora says, so just to have it really as a Ben Yaakov's drasha, I wouldn't look down a comma. I wouldn't know how many days you get. It tells you that you get 7 days. Sakrashi, Devei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Tana Mehochor Nafkalon Tashlum and Atzeres. We learn out the loch of Tashlum from the pasuk of Krosem Ubekutzrecha. Okay. Across the map, Esamim is that, Ubechaga Shavuos Ksiv, Vesamach Lai, Ubekutzuchem Es Ksir Artzuchem, Shata Kare Mikra Kodesh, you're giving it a din of a day of Mikra Kodesh, Across the map, Mikra Kodesh, Across the map, Esamim is that, Mikra Kodesh, Yelochem, and Bekoitzer. So, have you remembered what Zeres, the Hani Kroi Batzeres Ksiv, Tomalik Zeres. Ela Tashlumen, Lachar Yom Kippur, Mekara Oisan Mikra Kodesh Linyan Tashlumen. It has the element of Kedushas Atzeres that it's a valid day to bring the Karbanos. Umatarim B'Malacha, B'Yalad D'Malacha. But that's the minig of the Sephardim and Hasidim, that they don't say Tachanun for the six days after Shuas, because the Atzeres. Because the Tashlumen for 6 days. I mean, the Tashlumen pays for 7 days including day one, so we're also 7 days including day one. So the more we're saying that there's an element of Kedusha on the day, it's a Mikra Kodesh, a Gabi Tashlumen. Not just Allah, you can bring the Kabbalahs, but it has a dinner Mikra Kodesh, so hence they don't say Tashlumen. Lo Yadana Kami Yamim Yil Tashlumen. If we just have Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov's drasha, there is tashlumen, I wouldn't know how many days it is. Rashi Rabbi Lozer, Shiva. So he learns it out from Pesach that it's 7 days. Mor says, Rish Lakish Omar, Rish Lakish says a similar type of drasha to tell me the din of tashlumen. Bechaga Kotzir. It's called the Yom Tov of harvesting. Where is the Yom Tov that you can have the Yom Tov and do Ksira on it? It's Chag HaKotzir. Have you ever Mizeh HaTzeres? It's Amos. When is that? Eli may be Yom Tov. Ksira Yom Tov Mishori. Allah B'Tashlum. So the same type of drosha that Rabbi Yezer Ben Yaakov said from across the who across the Mekutzuchem, Rish Lakish has in the word Bechaga Kotzir. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I think somebody gives Amar Le'er Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, Amar Le'er Rabbi Yochanan. So, Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, Elamiyato, now the pasuk continues, it says, Bechaga Osif, Ezo Chag Shai Yesh Bo Osifu, Hebi Amar Zeh Chag Asukos. Well, when is that? Amos, Elam B'Yamtiv. Malach B'Yamtiv Mishari. So you can't do it on Yamtiv. El B'Chol HaShemoyed. So again, Malach B'Yamtiv. B'Chol HaShemoyed Mishari is a mutter to do on Chol HaShemoyed. So what does the pasuk mean? Can't do a Sifa, which is the Malach of Ma'amir, from the fields. Maybe bringing it in, you can't do that in Chol HaMoed. So what does it mean? Chag Abor b'zman asifa. Chag Abor b'zman ketzira. Rabbi Yochanan says the Rish Lakish, the pshat in the pasuk is doesn't mean the yomtiv of actual harvesting. It's the yomtiv which comes during the harvest season. And the yantush comes during the asifa season, so that rye is not a valid rye. Samora says, okay. Nichlal, the tabaos trielahu, the chalashamoid is also basias malacha. You can't do malacha on chalamoid. And so the Rechon is saying to Rish Lakish, and apparently Rish Lakish didn't argue with that because we have no response from Rish Lakish taking challenge to that point. So Marani Mili, how do we know that there's an Isser of Vesias Malacha in Chol HaShemoyed? Now, you would have expected this Gemara, the Gemara is going to have the rest of the Omer, but that's not true. Down to the two halves, which five lines in the bottom, the Gemara is going to bring sources for this or Vesias Malacha in Chol HaMoyed. Of course, if I ask you where in Shas you have that, you tell me it's a Moed Katan. It's not a Moed Katan, it's over here. Tosis is over here, the Rishonim over here. Starting with Tosis.
Yes, sir.
Right. Tosis over here grapples with is the Isra Messias Malacha and Cholamoid of the Raisa, like the Moors of Mindrashas, or is it the Rabbanim? Is there an actual Isra Messias Malacha? Tosis brings. More as we've seen indicate that it's not an actual list of Asiyas Malacha. So Tosfos understands that the Sukkim are going to be a Smachta Sukkim. They're not going to be on the Raisa level. So the question is, if they're a Smachta, so then what was the real going to sign as a Rish Lakish? Tosfos says, it's not Mistabra that there should be an Asmachta indicating that you're supposed to be creating Isra Vesias Malacha, if there's a behead the pasuk of Chag HaAsif, then you're allowed to do Malacha on Sukkos. So if Chazal came along and used these Sukkim as an Asmachta to tell me Isra Vesias Malacha, obviously they did not understand, and that was already in place at the time of Birchon, that Isra Vesias Malacha followed by. So Birchon says, obviously they did not understand Chag HaAsif, meaning that it was his mom, you're allowed to do the Maisa Vesif, but it must have been they understood it means that that was the season. That was a Birchon Sanah, the Rish Lakish. There are, however, many Rishonim which learn that it is the Raisa. The discussion already is found here in the Rosh. Okay.
And it's not just that the Chol Moed is found in Chagiga and sort of seems misplaced, but you've gone through all of Moed Katan without
having any. It's not here. There's no rush.
So where is it? I don't remember.
Yeah. No. It's like this is where it is. Okay. Remember the first time I gave a shir on the Malachas Chol HaMoed, and I put out a photocopy of Chagiga Yud Ches. I was thinking then, that's an interesting place to find it. Okay. Let's see Rashi. B'chag HaKetzir B'kirei Masecha B'chag Shavu Ois K'siv. That's written in regards to Shavuos. Hachinami chag above his man ketziro kamer v'lav chageg v'koytzer boy atu osel hashmin. It's not telling me like you're saying that you do chagiga, that it's a day of chagiga of yom tov, and also it's man of ketziro, and you're saying it means bringing the korban chagiga the next day, and still doing ketziro. Doesn't mean that. It means yom tov in that season.
Yom tov what?
In that season. Okay. Mor says, so Manani Mili. So how do we know there's an Isra Vesias Malacha and Chol HaMoed? The Tan Rabbanan says, it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yamin. You keep the Chag HaMatzos, you're Shemrit for 7 days. Liman al chelosh shemayin shasu v'siyas malacha dibur b'yashia. So b'yashia learns in that pasuk that there's dinim shmira. Shmira always means not doing something. That chalamoyed is asu v'siyas malacha.
You say what about chalamet?
It says the chag hamatzah is tishmor, which is referring to the yomtiv, because you know, not the mitzvah of matzah. The matzah is over there is clearly a modifier to the word chag. You probably translate the chag of matzahs, right? So we're saying there's a din of shmirah of the chag of 7 days. I do not need a drasha to tell me that you can't do malach on Chol HaMoed, because I have a Kal V'Chomer. I have a Kal V'Chomer to tell me there's an Isser B'Siyas Malach on Chol HaMoed. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma Rishon Ushmi Shein Kedusha Lifneyan Ulachareyan. Day 1 and day 7. Day 1 has no Kedusha prior the day before. Yudal is not Kodesh. Day 7, the 22nd, the day after was the 22nd of Nisan. Not Kaddish. My math right? No, math is wrong. 23rd of Nisan, right? 23rd of Nisan is not Kaddish. So Rishon and Shvi are not surrounded by Kedusha. And they're also B'Siyas Malacha. Chol HaMoed, Sheyesh Kedusha Lefneyan, U'Lachareyan, you're surrounded by Kedusha before it, and Kedusha afterwards. And then she also b'siyas malacha. So clearly, there's an issur of b'siyas malacha and Chol HaMoed. Tamura says sheshes yemei bereishis yuchichu. Well, Shabbat Sunday through Friday, there's a Shabbos before, there's a Shabbos afterwards, and you do malacha in the middle. Sheyesh kedusha lifnei u'lacharei. So Mor says, Ma, the Sheishis, Yimei Bereishis, Shein Ben Karmen Musaf. What we find over there is different from what we're discussing, is there's no Kedusha at all on these days. It's not a days of Kedusha. There's no Karmen Musaf. Termah Chalashamoyed, Sheish Ben Karmen Musaf. So Karmen Musaf means it's a day of Kedusha, means a day of Yisrael Messias Malacha. Or says, well, okay, Rosh Chodesh Yechiyach Sheyesh Mekarmen Musaf Umutu B'Siyas Malacha. So Rosh Chodesh does have Musaf and doesn't have Isser. So Mor says, no, Mal Rosh Chodesh Shein Kari Mikri Kodesh Temer Chol HaMoed Shekari Mikri Kodesh. The Torah refers to it as a Mikra Kodesh, because it says that you should be when it calls it the Yomtiv, Mikra Kodesh, it's referring to the whole Yomtiv. So the Moraz is therefore Ha'el V'Kari Mikra Kodesh Dinush Asur B'Siyas Malacha. Therefore it's proper that it should be Asur B'Siyas Malacha. So that's the second source. That's the Bjornason source. Tanya Yiduch, we learned a different braisu. Chomalach is avoda lo yisasu. Liman al chela shavoyin, shosu b'siyas malacha. Now that posik is the following. It says, v'yem arishim mikro kodesh, chomalach is avoda lo yisasu. Shivasimim takrivi shel Hashem. So we're darshaning that Chumnas Olu L'Sasu is referring also to the pasuk of Shivas Yamim Takrivu Ishel Hashem. Okay. Dear Rabbi Yosei Gluvi, I do not need to use that, I don't need that drasha. It's a fair of the pasuk. Rei Omer Elamor De Hashem Mikrei Kodesh. So they're called Mikrei Kodesh, which means Now, b'meir kasim b'davar. What's the pasuk referring to? In Barishan. Right, kvar omer ne'amar. It says Shabbosai. In Bashvi. Right, kvar ne'amar. Shabbosai. So we have Rekibah's Rasha from Elam Moed Hashem. We have Rabbi Yoshia, Tanya Idoch, different Brysa, Shesha Shamim, Techal Matzais. We have Mashvi Atzeres Hashem. Midarshan Hekesh one Pasuk, Mashvi Otzer. Well, it was like Shvi, and that's what you're learning from, it should be Osir in any Malacha. Tamalomer, Uvayam Ashvi Yatzeris. Ashvi Otzer Bechom Malacha. I mean, Sheshayam Otzer Bechom Malacha. So what you're left with? So what yes and what no? So the Brisa says, "Holin Moshe Nakasim Ela Chachamim, Amar Lecha Eze Yom Asur, Veze Yom Mutter, Eze Yom Malachas, Eze Malachas Sura, Veze Malachas Materas." So the Torah left it for the Chachamim to delineate what exactly are the parameters of the Isra of Malach and Chol HaMoed, but the source of the Isra is in the Brisa. So. In halacha, in Bir halacha, in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Tav Kuf Lamed, I think it is Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Bir halacha that brings three basic sheets of Rishonim that either it's like Tosha says that's Machta Ba'alma. The other end, the extreme is. Totally Asir Malacha at the Raisa level, and the third possibility is that the Raisa must have cost of the Chacham. Based on this Gemara, the end of this Gemara, the Gemara says it's must have cost of the Chacham. Now, I mean, Pasha is the first of Farsha Gemara, so the answer is yeah, it's Farsha Gemara in Tanya, the Tanya Idach of the last Raisa, but you have four other Makaras along the way which did not say must have cost of the Chacham. So say, you don't necessarily have a clear right from the Gemara that that's going to be the final Maskana, how you define the Malach and Chol HaMoed.
Why does it say Eze Yom Asur? Eze Yom Asur? Why didn't you say Ez Malach Asur? Ez Malach Asur?
So Rashi says Eze Yom Asur, Eze Yom Mutter is referring to the power of the Chum to decide the days, you know, based on the Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Riyah, etc. Why it's in the why it's mentioned here, right, is a little difficult. I guess once you're discussing what was given over to the Chachamim, Chachamim had the power to actually define the days based on the koyach of what they could decide to accept Eidim, not accept Eidim. They could Makadosh the Kurdish anyway if they felt it was necessary, even Eidim didn't come. They have a power of Kiddush, Shlop, Hiriyah, etc. Yeah, but it is like. Okay, where's the Rashi? Michal the Tavayu, mean come Rabbi Yochanan Asifa b'chol haShavuot Misharu. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't do Asifa b'chol haShavuot. It means it's the Nisra Malacha on Chol haShavuot. But the Mahad le Bishlagish that Bishlagish should have answered in. Yeah, you ask the kids Pazel Asifa b'chol haShavuot. The answer is yes, you could. He didn't answer that. He seemed to have accepted Rabbi Yochanan's points, so we can derive from the Klal, apparently from that we can derive the Tabar Sir Ludos. They both agree that there's an Isser Asifa, an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. So this union of the word shmir is applied to shivas yam. Liman al chelos shemayit also b'sias malach. Zinis b'sias malach and chalamayit also. The Rosh Pei is Chagam Atzeis Tishmor. Shivas Yamim for 7 days. Chol Tishmor is Horus Lo Yisasehu means you can't do something. So Shemreyu Mina Malacha. Be careful. You have to watch it from doing any Malacha on that day. Cheshem Bereshis. You make Kol Shavua Ushu every week. Bein Shtei Shavosis Sein Yerushman. Is it Tim Tu Shavosis? Right, Kedusha Lishnei and Lachrei, and that's Kedusha before and afterwards, and it's more Tim Tu Lachrei. So, he said, they don't become Muslim. Rosh Chodesh Yechiyach She'av, that it has her Muslim, but it's more Tim Tu Lachrei. So, Af, I told don't be surprised if Chol Shemayit should also not be awesome, have Musav and be Mutter. Mor says, still make a Kodesh. Then Rabbi Yosef Uli said, Kol Melechah Zavod Olo Yisasu. Some Alei Shivasu Min Tekiv Vishal Hashem for 7 days. Mor says, "Liman Chol Shemayit, Rosh Chodesh Bei Lo Yisasu Shivasimim. Don't do Malachah for all 7 days. Chag Sukkos Ksiv. V'leh Kaima Hach Masnisa B'Teres Kana. This price is written really in reference to Sukkos, which is where that pasuk is written. Mikra Kodesh, Mash V'Kedsheyo B'Siyas Malachah. V'Kipa says it's called Mikra Kodesh that regards to not doing Malachah. So I would think all Malachas." Says Otzim Malacha only the Yemet Shmir that says Kesiv Ha'ikra Gufeilu Sasa Malacha. So whereas Chol Hamoed is not Osir with all Malachas. Hare Hare Lo Mosu Kosev Malacha Kham. Klamer. Achshem Malacha Kosev Shein Atzur Mi Malacha. Vulei Bekulan. It tells you, listen, from the pasuk I have one pasuk that says Mikra Kodesh No Malacha. And right away it says, no, Yom HaShemi is not Tzeres. Yom HaShemi is limited and not this. Well, Pirish. Ezer and Materis of Ezer was Tarei, so you have to understand, Shaloi Mosin HaKosim, Mosin Elah HaChomim, Hayodim Lahavim Al Ezer Al Lahat Al Heter, Ve Ezer Al Lahat Al Heter. There, the Torah is relying on the Chomim to decide how to delineate. Which day is a day which is considered Yom Tov? Let's decide that. The trait in Israel Malacha. So, what's the days of Chol Hamoed? That's what the Lashon of Ezel Yom also is a Mutter. Now, it doesn't mean day one and day seven, because we know that the puzzle tells us that. Means. They'll set up the actual days based on the Kiddushriya. But Chol Hamoed, you get to call Ezer Malacha Asura, Davar Shein Oved, for example. Ezer Malacha Matera is Davar Oved. So they'll give you the definitions of what's us and what's Mutter. So at the end of the day, it's a big Malacha to show him, it's Bernie Gaya, Mishra Bruce says, the guy with the Sveikas. Because any sabbat the rice of the chumra, sabbat the bun of the kula, also because the chumra also have a dinner with the rice of the gabi dinner sveikus. Because once the chumra kaveya, that's called the malach of the rice. So we have a dinner with sabbat gisr. So maybe we'll take a look.